Well, here's something that all of these candidates could be talking about. The idea of wages in America, I bet a lot of them are talking about it. You had this interview a while ago, earlier today, about the idea of a national living wage. Just explain that if you could.
Well, Bill Quigley, who I talked to, is a professor at Loyola University Law School in New Orleans. He's got a book out called from Temple University Press called Ending Poverty as We Know It, and it calls for a constitutional amendment to guarantee every American the right to a job at a living wage.
That's a
great idea on Labor Day. I should also say he happens to be my brother-in-law, but I talked to him in a neutral NPR spirit nonetheless. Bill Quigley, what is a living wage? Family of four, I'm the breadwinner. How much do you think the Constitution should guarantee that I make?
Well, I think the Constitution wouldn't guarantee a specific amount. Congress would have to decide that. But the information that I have is that a minimum wage for a family of four is something in the area of $18, $20 an hour.
So 2,000 hours a year, we're talking $40,000 a year or something like that.
Yes, it could be a little bit less depending on where you live in the country, but most folks would say that's what you really need, not to be in poverty, not to have to rely on your family, your church, the government, and the like.
Okay, so even leaving aside the people who don't have jobs now, a lot of people make less than $40,000 a year. Who's going to pay the difference, the employer or the government or what?
Well, I think all of us are going to pay the difference. This is a community problem. It's not just an individual problem that people are poor. It's a problem that challenges all of our communities. We're all paying a serious price for people who do not have enough to live on right now. And what I propose with this constitutional amendment is a way that we restructure our business relationships, our economic relationships, our relationships with the private sector and the public sector in a way that we all share to try to make sure that everybody who works earns enough to be able to support themselves.
So I still don't understand, Bill. A guy makes $25,000 a year working hard. That's not enough. He ought to make 40, or a woman with kids.
Well,
who's going to pay the difference?
I think we are going to have to level out some of the costs of goods and services. The way it stands right now is that the public, we pay a subsidy for low-wage workers. And so we're going to have to rearrange those subsidies so that the money goes directly into the hands and pocketbooks of the people who are trying to make a living for themselves and for their families.
And what do you do about imports? You know, you say an employer has to pay a higher wage to an American worker, and another company might say, I can import from the third world.
One of the things that we have to figure out is that what are the kinds of things that we can do in this country, that we do in this country, and that we can continue to do in this country and pay people accordingly. And so it's going to take some creativity, some commitment, and that's why I suggest a constitutional amendment, which will put it as one of the top 10 things that we are constantly working on as a country to try to make sure that everybody who wants to work gets a job and everybody who does work earns enough to be able to support themselves.
We have an economic system, free enterprise we call it, that has made the country very prosperous and most people in the country very prosperous. It has left some people behind. How are you going to mess with it, and aren't you in danger of breaking it?
The system that we have right now is really anything but free. I mean, it's bended and shaped, but as I point out, I think there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 50 million people who are in poverty in this country, and so that we need to change the minimum wage structure. We need to be able to do something more about strengthening the earned income tax credit, and we're going to need to have a thriving public sector that tries to take up the slack when the private sector, as now, can't really handle it.
Well, it would be nice if it worked. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thank you, Michael.
So there you are, Michael, speaking with your brother-in-law, Bill Quigley, a man with whom you do not necessarily agree on all points.
On anything, necessarily.